A volcano erupts in eastern Congo. On January 17, 2002, the Nyiragongo volcano, situated about 10 miles from Goma in eastern Congo, started to erupt, and most of the population in the area had to flee from their homes. Many of the 1,600 publishers there fled with their children and interested ones across the border into nearby Gisenyi, Rwanda, where they were directed to nearby kingdom halls. The next day, brothers at the Rwanda branch office loaded a 3-ton truck with basic supplies, including food, blankets, and medicine. The supplies were swiftly delivered to 6 kingdom halls in the area near the border with Congo. For security reasons, the Rwanda government was afraid to let so many Congolese citizens stay in the kingdom halls and insisted that they be relocated to refugee camps. A delegation from the Rwanda branch committee met in Goma with 2 members of the Congo branch committee and elders from the congregations in Goma to decide what to do. The Congolese brothers insisted that they did not want their brothers to go to refugee camps in Rwanda. In 1994, we looked after more than 2,000 Rwandan brothers and their families and interested people, they said. So rather than let our brothers be housed in camps, let them return to Goma and we will look after them, just as we looked after the Rwandan brothers. What the Congolese brothers did was an act of loving hospitality in taking their own people back and distributing them among their brothers instead of allowing them to live in camps run by non-witness organizations. So the brothers and their families returned to Goma, where they were accommodated. Thereafter, more relief supplies, including plastic tarpaulins, were sent from Belgium, France, and Switzerland to help during that time. The brothers remained in Goma until new houses could be built for them. Theocratic milestones. As for the new branch, the regional engineering office in South Africa drew up the plans, and a local contractor was hired for the construction. International volunteers helped with the project, and many local witnesses volunteered to help with the landscaping and other finishing work. Despite some setbacks and challenges, the Bethel family moved into the beautiful new branch in March 2006. Later that year, Guy Pierce from the governing body came with his wife for the special dedication program on December 2, 2006. Some 553 brothers and sisters, including 112 delegates from 15 different countries, were in attendance. Jim and Rachel Holmes from Canada worked on the construction project. They knew American Sign Language and offered to teach it after the Monday Bethel Family Watchtower study to any members of the Bethel family who would be interested. 6 responded, and they became so proficient that very soon a sign language group was started. Then, in June 2007, Kevin Rupp, a graduate of the Ministerial Training School in Switzerland, came to Rwanda as a missionary to help in the sign language field. Shortly afterward, a Canadian missionary couple with sign language experience arrived in Rwanda. In July 2008, the brothers formed a sign language congregation, and soon more groups followed. How excited the brothers were to hear the announcement at the 2007 District Convention that the New World Translation of the Christian Greek Scriptures in Kenya, Rwanda had been completed. The United Bible Societies had produced the complete Bible in Kenya, Rwanda in 1956. Although this translation was a sincere effort to render the Bible in the local language, even using the name Yehovah or Jehovah 7 times in the Hebrew Scriptures, the New World Translation is more readily available to all, especially to those of modest means. This new translation is accurate and easy to read, thanks to the painstaking efforts of the local translators in collaboration with the Translation Services Department in New York. How heartwarming it is to see most of the children in the Kingdom Hall holding their own copy of the Greek Scriptures and eagerly raising their hands to read a scripture when asked to do so during the meetings. New challenges of neutrality. Although they have enjoyed religious freedom since obtaining legal recognition in 1992, the brothers have faced ongoing problems as a result of their Christian neutrality. Over the past 15 years, hundreds of brothers have been arrested because of not participating in military-supervised night patrols. However, after delegations met with government ministers, the authorities agreed to let the brothers do alternative work. In recent years, 215 school teachers have lost their jobs because of refusal to attend a politically oriented seminar. Thereafter, 118 school children were expelled from schools for refusing to sing the national anthem. Branch representatives went to the authorities to explain our neutral position, and after many months, most of the children were allowed to return to school. Referring to the history of the work in Rwanda, the brothers pointed out that in 1986, Jehovah's Witnesses were put in prison because of their neutrality. Yet in 1994, their neutrality was a key factor in their not participating in the genocide. Jehovah's Witnesses obey governmental laws, and they maintain political neutrality no matter what government is in power. For example, in 1986, François Xavier Hakizimana was in prison for 18 months because of his neutral stand. After the government changed following the genocide, he was again imprisoned in 1997 and 1998 for the same reason. Such examples show that the neutral stand taken by Jehovah's Witnesses is consistent and not in opposition to any particular government. Christian neutrality is genuinely based on principles set out in the scriptures. Apart from these ongoing challenges, the brothers enjoy freedom to hold weekly meetings and conventions and are also permitted to preach and hold meetings in many prisons, where a good number of inmates have accepted the truth. In addition, in the 2009 service year, 6 court cases were decided in favor of Jehovah's people in Rwanda. The future looks bright. An account of Rwanda would be incomplete without a word about the amazingly successful Kingdom Hall construction program. Since the new arrangement for building Kingdom Halls in countries with limited resources started in 1999, some 290 modest but attractive Kingdom Halls have been built there by willing volunteers. With enthusiastic support from the local publishers, the brothers complete most of these halls in 3 months. As Kingdom Halls spring up throughout the country, onlookers are curious, opening opportunities for Jehovah's people to give a witness. Besides the assembly hall in Kigali, the brothers have constructed 10 smaller and simpler open-sided assembly halls, enabling the publishers to attend assemblies without having to walk excessive distances over the mountainous terrain. In addition, the brothers have completed 4 expandable Kingdom Halls, making it possible to hold assemblies on those properties. In the first few months of each calendar year, all congregations zealously participate in working unassigned or seldom worked territory. Publishers sometimes travel considerable distances at their own expense to cover this territory. For areas farther away, temporary special pioneers are sent out for 3 months. As a result, newly formed groups lay the foundation for future congregations. For example, in the campaign of January through March 2010, hundreds of Bible studies were started and 9 new groups were formed. In addition, during the same period, 30 temporary special pioneers started 15 new groups. Another milestone for Rwanda. At the 2009 Keep on the Watch District Convention, the brothers in Rwanda were thrilled to learn about the release of the new songbook and to hear a selection of the new songs sung in Kinyarwanda. Not only was the new songbook translated into Kinyarwanda promptly, but the congregations also received their copies in time to start singing the new songs at the meetings with the rest of the Worldwide Brotherhood in January 2010. Understandably, after the release of the New World Translation of the Christian Greek Scriptures in Kinyarwanda in 2007, everyone wondered when the complete Bible would be translated into Kinyarwanda. As the time for the 2010 district conventions approached, it was announced that Guy Pierce, a member of the governing body, would be visiting Rwanda at the time of the convention for Kigali in August. The convention would be held in the sports stadium just across the road from the branch. Excitement was in the air, and how wonderful it was when Brother Pierce announced the release of the complete New World Translation of the Holy Scriptures in Kinyarwanda. Each of the 7,149 people present on Friday morning received a personal copy of the new Bible. On Sunday, brothers from other districts of Rwanda swelled the attendance to 11,355. During the convention, soldiers who had been marching outside requested copies of the new Bible, and 180 were distributed to them. The mayor of Kigali, the chief of police, and authorities from the Ministry of Sports also gratefully accepted copies. The following is from pages 254 and 255 of the printed edition. Timeline Rwanda. 1970. First Publishers Report. 1975. First Rwandan family returns from Congo. 1976. This Good News of the Kingdom booklet is published in Kenya, Rwanda. 1978. The monthly edition of the Watchtower is printed in Kenya, Rwanda. 1982. The work is banned. Responsible brothers are imprisoned. 1986. One-third of all publishers are imprisoned. 1990. War breaks out in the north of the country. 1992. First District Convention is held for the whole country. The work is registered. Missionaries arrive. 1994. Genocide of the Tutsi. 1996. Missionaries return. The service department is set up. 1998. Kenya-Rwanda edition of the Watchtower is simultaneous with English. 1999. Kigali Open-Sided Assembly Hall is dedicated. 2000. Branch office is established. Kingdom Hall construction desk starts operating. 2001. Plot of land for new branch is obtained. 2006. New branch facilities are dedicated. 2007. New World Translation of the Christian Greek Scriptures is released in Kenya, Rwanda. 2010. Complete New World Translation of the Holy Scriptures is released in Kenya, Rwanda. Returning to the account. The work of preaching the good news in Rwanda started in 1970 with 3 publishers. Now, there are some 20,000 publishers in the country. They conduct about 50,000 Bible studies each month. In April 2011, 87,010 people attended the memorial. The brothers in Rwanda have a history of and a reputation for zealous activity. With about 25% of the publishers in some form of full-time service and the remaining publishers averaging 20 hours a month, our brothers are busy working alongside the master of the harvest in this fertile field with no intention of slowing down. As Jehovah continues to bless the work, we wait with anticipation to see how many more people will stream to Jehovah's mountain of true worship in this land of 1,000 hills.